Cats Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. I am joined today by Philip Morris. And we were just talking about kids and COVID and keeping the conversation on kids. And the topic that I think has actually taken COVID's place, which is access to abortion or lack thereof. One of the, I don't know if you want to say red herrings or counterpoints or whatever label you want to put on it, people have thrown out, well, if life begins at conception, does childcare start, child support start at conception? And according to Mark Rubio, Senator from your home state, it does. And so he, this week, in an effort to improve conditions for more children, following the end of the federal abortion protection, end of federal abortion protections, U.S. Senator Marco Rubio has proposed amending child support regulations to require payments beginning at the month of conception. And in certain ways, I don't know this. It's I my brain go well first because you were saying an interesting thought on what this means in certain states, because in Florida you get arrested, and I don't know what it is in Wisconsin.
I don't know what it is in Wisconsin, but in a lot of states for unpaid child support. Whether it's, so there are some states it's 30 days, there are some states that are, you know, 4 months, you know, of consecutive non-payments, because you can have, you know, civil penalties, you can have criminal penalties. But in Florida, if you get pulled over for having a taillight out and they look you up in the system and you've got unpaid child support, you can be taken to jail. You end up getting locked up. And then you're, if you're talking about, you know, a disgruntled, you know, spouse or, you know, mother of a child that says, oh, I'm going to stick the screws to them. And yeah, you're going to pay me child support. I never asked for it before, but you're going to do it now. And if it goes back to from retro back to the month of conception, I said, that automatically puts you 9 months behind. I said, I'm sure there's going to be some weird laws and language in there because it is Florida. Everything is weird.
Well, it's a federal, because he's a senator, so it's a bill that he's proposing to be federal law,
it is.
And it's not just a state legislature thing in Florida. And I mean, my mind goes to what other laws change. You know, I think this was on the heels of a story that came out of, to think, Texas, of a pregnant woman who was driving in the carpool lane. Because she's like, well, it's two people.
That's right.
And I don't know if she got away with that or not. But it's, you know, is there a birth certificate, basically? Or, like, is there, what personhood at the month of conception do we, if we're all in on this idea, becomes the law? And I don't know if this has legs or not. I would imagine that there's a fair amount of men who would not want this to get passed. But I think of the fact that the number one cause of death of pregnant women is violent crimes and homicide and gun violence, and the amount of women who are threatened because the father says, either get an abortion or I will kill you. And if you add in now that woman cannot, literally, legally cannot get an abortion, and now you add on that the man is going to be forced to pay child support for a kid that they didn't want and they didn't have a choice to have an abortion, I think this makes things even messier.
I think it gets extremely messy because you really look at, you know, there's so many things I think have not been thought about. Marco Rubio has tried to, you know, pizzazz us and do something. He wants to be in the limelight, wants to have, you know, his heyday and have this new topic that's on the...
He wants to run for president.
He does. He wants to be president more than probably anybody else in Florida. I don't know.
More than Ron DeSantis?
I think so. I think Marco's wanted it for a lot longer. I think DeSantis is the fresh face. I said, but I think they'll, everybody on that side that's going to be a supporter of something like this, you know, is looking at the long game. My thoughts in my mind immediately go to voter suppression. I said, because if I can lock up more people, and I can lock up more people that are, you know, disproportionately going to have the, you know, the child support burden on them, or you have these people that are having, and I say these people very loosely, but people that are having children out of wedlock, you know, multiple times, you know, that are not coming from the what is quote unquote the typical family structure. I said, I see more opportunities to lock people up that take away a vote. Because in Florida, when you get locked up for it, you lose, you know, obviously it's a felony. I said, so you lose your right to vote. There's ways to regain it, but you have to, you know, basically complete all of the requirements of the court, restitution, fines, probation, parole, or if you did go to prison because you had other things that tied onto it, ends up being the system of people that can't get out from under it, and then they don't have a say. They don't have a vote out there to cast for local things or their you know, national and federal, you know, things that are going to change their lives, you know, here or for their kids.
I didn't realize it was is charged as a felony if you don't pay child support.
Yeah. Told you Florida's a dubious place.
Isn't that wild to think that there's certain things that are just misdemeanors, like certain actual violent crimes, and then something like not paying child support is a felony?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, where is Florida? Because I remember that was a huge success story in 2018 when the people of Florida voted to provide the opportunity for felons to regain their ability mm-hmm. to vote. And then, not shockingly, there was a lot of legal cases to try to stop that from happening, even right. though they had voted on it. So I actually haven't kept up with it enough. Where is this?
Florida is on that list, so you can regain your right to vote. Okay. But again, it goes back to you have to be your right to vote is not permitted until you satisfy all parts of your conviction. So yeah. if you got prison time, you got to serve all of it. And if that comes with you get off early and you have probation for the next 2 years or 12 months or whatever long, until all those things are satisfied. And a lot of people, and I'm no scholar of the law when it comes to those things, I've never been in that situation. But from what I've talked to, and I have relatives, both cousins and people all over Florida that have been in these situations, you know, they end up with fines. People are living paycheck to paycheck, so they can't afford the fines that they're going to get, you know, levied at their court sentence, and these things get lingered on. Or they end up with, you know, bail bonds and all these other things get attached that make your dollars have to go someplace else. Do I decide to pay this child support? Keep the lights on. Do I pay for this car insurance? Nope, I'll just drive uninsured, get in an accident, and I can't basically fulfill my financial obligations because I have these things hanging over. So when you add this on top of it, I think it just makes a massive, massive, you know, mountain to climb to get over all these little things. And I know this is not a little thing, but it's for a lot of people, it's gonna change a lot if this becomes law in this country.
Yeah, I mean, it's gonna change. And this is what I said when you know, as a person who puts things out into the interwebs and feels some kind of way about saying things, like what I said was like, this is just gonna cause so much chaos and it's going to affect everybody. And if men think this isn't going to affect them, they are deeply mistaken. Maybe in different ways, it's not as much as their health, but this is just one more way that it could and might affect men along with women. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about Florida and how you started there and somehow you ended up here. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and my co-host for the day, Philip.